Hello, darlings, and welcome to a special edition of Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we three, Jessica,
Jenna,
and Stephanie,
spill the tea on Thursdays.
Grab some coffee or a pot of tea and listen in for all the tips and tricks and random facts you never knew you needed.
Until now.
Hello, and welcome back to Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we spill the tea
on Thursdays.
I feel like we drag that out a little longer than we usually do.
I just like the way our voice sounds together.
I like it.
It's unity. It's music to my ears.
It's like our friendship.
What do they say now? They say it's giving unity. It's giving. Is that still a thing?
It's giving. Ugh. I don't know, but it's giving to me.
You've never heard that thing. Really? Mm-mm. Oh yeah, that was totally a thing. Like here in the last year, like if you wanted to say that, like something was, you know, like something else.
It's giving.
Oh. It's giving. Like if you got a fake purse and it was like a Lululemon dupe, you'd be like, it's giving Lululemon
vibes.
Oh, vibes. I've heard that.
No, not vibes.
I just added that.
Just it's giving. That's literally what they would leave it at.
Oh.
Speaking of new things.
Anyway. Interesting.
Speaking of new things.
Uh-huh.
We're going to talk about on this episode of Spill the Tea with the three
of us.
Is what in your life is like something you want to share with the world? One of your favorites right now. Favorite makeup, favorite clothes, favorite spray, favorite anything, favorite person. Whatever it is. Something that you can share with the world. Go, Stephanie.
Stephanie, I just wish y'all could see Stephanie's face right now. She just got this crazy look on her face. Her mouth looks like it's still bigger there than it's ever
I
looked.
I feel like Tina is entering her body.
Her hand is raised.
Tina is here.
Hello, Tina.
Go ahead, Tina. What is your favorite thing right now?
Well, it's not my absolute favorite thing, but it is something that I realized today is amazing. And this is the thing, and this is why. Mm-hmm. It is a type of mascara. And I actually already have pretty long lashes, so that's not the reason I like it. I know a lot of people get certain things because, oh, it's so long and voluminous and whatever. But I decided I wanted to try out tubing mascara, and so I got the Milani brand.
It's in a turquoise
Ulta
tube. Bright
yes,
turquoise.
It is. It's so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it on sale on Black Friday for cheaper than what I would pay for like my Maybelline.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and got it, and honestly, the regular price is not bad. But the way it works is you can take it off with water, and it just kind of mm-hmm. crumbles off mm-hmm. your eyelashes and
it's
done.
It's actually addicting.
It's fun.
Like to take it off, uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just peel at it. I'm just like, ooh, yeah.
Yeah. But I got it back at Black Friday, and I realized this morning that I'm still using the same tube. And normally my Maybelline, I mean, I love you, Maybelline, because you went expensive. But now I'm wondering, maybe you're not, because I have to buy you so often because it dries out so fast.
I love that you're talking to Maybelline like she's a person.
Well, Maybelline.
Maybe it's not Maybelline.
Maybe she's born with it.
Maybe it's not.
Maybelline. Milani is now
it's
born
Milani
with it.
Milani's the new Maybelline. Except better.
Jenna, what about you?
Just to add on to that, yes, I also too love that. And I'm going to get a tube of that next time because mine has been drying out. But mine also comes off that way though, with water in like little strings. Like it's, and that is the only kind of like the only formula of mascara that does not like smear and like smudge. Like if you cry or if your face gets wet. So
you can also
shout
just
out
not cry, and then
which is funny because you take it off with water.
I know,
so it's weird.
But it stay. But even if you were to wet your face though, with water and just sit there, it's not going to run
right
like those other brands do.
Right,
it will stay on, and if it dries, it's not going to come off. Anyway, yeah. Okay, guys, I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on a podcast episode, but I love me some Downy Wrinkle Release Spray. Let me just...
She does. She talks about it often.
I'm telling y'all, it is amazing. Get yourself a big spray bottle of it and then get you one of the little travel bottles and you can just refill that little travel bottle from the big one, like if you're going out of town. But listen, you got a shirt that's got some wrinkles in it. You just lay it flat on your bed, you give it a little mist, and then you just take your hands and you just smooth your hands over your shirt and you basically just ironed your shirt in like T-minus 2 seconds.
Or you just don't iron.
Or you just throw it in the dryer.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Well, that doesn't always work though for my stuff for some reason. But if I'm going to do that, I throw a handful of ice cubes in the dryer with my shirt or my jeans or whatever I'm trying to get the wrinkles out of. And that creates like the steam mm-hmm. and it will actually relax your wrinkles for you.
I do it without ice and it still works.
Wet it.
Or that too. Or a wet washcloth like wet if you want to steam it.
Yeah, but then you're going to put on wet pants.
No, because it's in the dryer.
You don't wet it like that.
I thought you meant like just like wet the pants and then
like pee in the
wet
pants?
Your pants. Nope. Okay. Anyway.
You could do a wet washcloth and it'll dry and it'll steam just like
and you don't have to cure it.
That's so true.
Hey, friend. We will get right back to our episode, but we want to take a moment and thank our patrons. You guys keep our podcast going.
If you are not a patron and you would like to consider donating to our podcast ministry, we would be so grateful. And we might even do a happy dance.
When you become a patron, you get perks like being the first to hear about special info and retreats. You get bonus episodes, monthly devotionals, lock screens, and more.
Plus, we have added a new $1 tier for those who believe in us and what we're doing, just because you love us.
So head on over to our show notes and click on the Patreon link to learn more. Now let's get back to our episode. I also have one other thing I thought about this. So if you know me, you know that I love houseplants. Okay. Like went through a phase where when I got one, my very first houseplant, I got like 18 in like within 3 months of each other. And this was several years ago.
Less than 3 months, but go ahead.
Yeah. Several years ago this happened. And I've had a green thumb. Like I've been able to keep most of them alive, but I've gone through a season of just not being like, you know, like I don't really feel like watering these plants. And I did have a couple that died. Mm. Therefore, I went to Target.
R.I.P. Jenna's plants.
I went to the Hearth and Hand section. Oh. And y'all, if you are a plant person and you know the names of plants and what they look like, Hearth and Hand has done an incredible job of making replicas of these real plants. And they look so real compared to the like actual like real version of those plants. And so I have replaced three of my dead plants with those and people literally think they're real. Mm-hmm. It's so amazing. Crazy. Specifically the Hoya, if you know what a Hoya is. Oh, anyway, moving on.
Where's the fake Hoya?
Right here,
in your face.
Oh my gosh, it was right next to me.
And that one.
And this is fake too.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is the same thing as what's up there.
That looks more real even than that one to me.
Yeah. That's not, I don't think that's a Hearth and Hand.
Oh, we'll see. There you go. Mm-hmm.
Okay. My favorite is right now. Well, not right now. Tyler Company has a candle that probably about, 5 or 6 years ago, I found in a restaurant and was smelling the candles and smelled this one candle. It's called High Maintenance. And it reminded me of China. When we adopted our baby girl from China, one of the hotels we stayed in, the smell was just like intoxicating and it was amazing. And so when we got back from China, Jonathan and I for years tried to find out, can we find anything that smells like this hotel did? And High Maintenance by Tyler Candle Company smells the closest that we are going to find. And
it's amazing.
It smells up your house and it smells, it's addicting.
Mm-hmm. Smells up your house sounds not good, but perhaps the nice aroma wafting through every room.
I don't know why, but the word wafting doesn't sound pleasant to me.
I don't think it does either after I said
it. It sounds like somebody passed gas and it's wafting across the room.
I literally thought of that right after I said it.
So you're neither welcome. Of us are making it sound real good right now, but well, it does smell real good.
It smells up the house. It does. It smells up the house. It smells beautiful.
It smells waft-tabulous.
It smells waft-tabulous.
We all have that candle now, just FYI.
Yes, and so, and there's all different sizes, and apparently Jenna found out where you can buy it cheaper on Amazon.
You can. Like the biggest candle size, you can buy, I can't remember exactly how much it was.
I think it was
Have been $20 or $25.
No, I think it was $20.
I think it was too. I think it was $20. And the size of this candle, like it is the biggest size they have, and it's huge. And normally that size candle would be 30 something, closer to 40. Like even at Target, like you could get a candle that big. So,
And one other, because y'all mentioned more than one thing. I'm going to take a moment to talk about Do Good Project, which is in Kamui Missions, which is, of course, the nonprofit that I have. But we have new merch out that Jen and I, we have come up with.
Yes.
And so it's my favorite because it's on me right now. It's this cute little sweatshirt and it's pink and I don't know what kind of lettering this would be called, but it is so cute. Yes. And all the new merch is so great. So if you want to go support Kamui Missions and Do Good Project, go online and find the merch.
Yes.
KamuiMissions.com.
Net, right?
Net. And KamuiMissions.com.
Well, yes. If you go to KamuiMissions.com and hit the shop button, you can see all of the apparel for both of those companies. They're nonprofits. Anyway, back to you, Stephanie.
Back to me. I never said a second thing. I can't think of anything else to say that I love, even though these two already had two things each, or three, four, I don't know. It's sad.
Yep, that was perfect. She has FOMO of the same conversation that she's in with us.
It's fine. So anyways, if you want to shop Do Good Project, that link shall be in our show notes.
Yes, it shall be. All right. Well, we hope you have enjoyed this episode of Hot New Favorite Things. That was in a different octave than usual.
That was a higher one. She
I liked it.
High above me. She's so lovely. Bye, guys. Wow. Okay, friends, if you have enjoyed this episode as much as we have, please help us spread the word on Facebook and Instagram.
If you didn't know yet, Instagram is where all the fun is at. From dance reels on Wednesdays to spiritual encouragement and laugh out loud posts in between, there is something for everyone.
And last but certainly not least, if you could take a moment right now to stop what you're doing and give us a rating and review, even subscribe to our podcast, this seriously helps other people find us who wouldn't be able to otherwise. Thank you so much for your love and support. We hope you'll tune in next week.